We're here to talk about county finance. And Marty, there's some stuff going on at the State House that is going to affect people and folks directly here in Monroe County. Give us an update of what's happening in Indianapolis.
Right. One of the bills that I find very interesting is Senate Bill 478. And it was one of the reasons why I wanted to talk with Keith Klein yesterday, and he was good enough to return my call. And I also spoke with Tim Thrasher, there, who is a controller at Monroe County Community Schools. And this bill allows for Redevelopment Commission to work with the school corporation to use some of that tax increment financing dollars that's been captured over and above the other taxing dollars. And if you'll recall, there's a movement at the city where they're going to put several of those areas together and create one larger
They voted to do that,
money.
Marty.
I'm sorry?
They voted to do that.
Well, I'm saying, but it's not finished yet because it's going back to the Redevelopment Commission, and that's when there will be a public hearing. So it's not that portion is really not finished, but what I wanted to make sure is that everybody understands that there's a bill moving through. Right now it's passed the Senate. It's now into the House, and that allows for dollars to be captured out of that Redevelopment Commission dollars that they're voting on to assist with the school bus transportation fund. And the reason why that is so important is because those funds are cut when they have to make the money up to pay for a debt. If the money's not coming in enough to pay for some of the other funds that they have to pay for, it will be cut out of this transportation fund. And that makes it very difficult for them to make it. So,
And that's been a big deal in some counties outside of this area. But, I mean, Monroe County really hasn't had this issue.
No, it has. It had their budget cut for school transportation fund again this year. They take it out of that fund to meet other debt requirements. And so it is just something I think we have to keep our eye on. And indeed, I think people will at least discuss whether or not they need the money for that transportation fund. So that is a bill that I think is something we all ought to at least look at, see if we want to weigh in on it. And remember, that wouldn't be a new tax. It would be coming out of
the TIF dollars
that are already captured. And so it would, if they planned to ask for any of it, they ought to give some heads up to that Redevelopment Commission before all those dollars are committed. Okay, so that's one bill. The other bill that I've been, as you know, we have discussed it over time for a few weeks now, is that Senate Bill 379. Amazingly, I thank our visitors and people here on the radio for listening and responding, because finally I've got the message across that bill does not cover rural transit services, the services for the elderly and the disabled and so forth. And so there is a real commitment, I believe, from those representatives and senators from here in Monroe County to get a change made at the state to include it. And I was really grateful that the Journal contacted me for a story on this, because Rural Transit had also contacted them. And I went through the bill with them. They were good enough to go through that bill with me, so they understood what the language said, instead of just putting down something that someone was telling them. They were looking right at the bill. And so my recommendation has been that if this bill passes, that there's something in place that says we're not going to just put a tax in place on everybody in the county and then send it into the city, because that people are yelling taxation without representation with good cause, because the city votes on that Bloomington Transit budget, not the county, and yet the county council would be putting a tax on everyone. So to me, the way to work it would be to have a transportation commission that would be a part of the county, and then everybody would have, everybody throughout the entire county would have some representation on how they would like to see those additional dollars
spent. And the bill we're talking about just affects Monroe County. This is a bill up in Indianapolis affecting just
the transit.
Right,
and there's no other county that's been, there was one other county that had something similar to this, which was Hamilton County, but they were required to do it through a public question, a referendum. And so
ours had a referendum
attached to it at one point, and then it went away. That maybe will come back. I mean, I don't know. I'm not writing the bill, but certainly what I'm hoping.
Who is writing the bill, Marty? Because, I mean, it shouldn't be written that we're going to have a tax that's countywide that is only going to be controlled at the city level. Who writes a bill like that?
Well, and I think it's just a matter of people who are supporting it. They might not even understand who votes on the dollars or whatever, but it is important that somebody read the bill and make it very clear. The auditor is directed, according to the way the bill is right now, to send all of the money to the Bloomington Transportation Corporation, and that all of those dollars then would be voted on by the city.
Marty.
So it's important that we say, if we're going to put tax the people out in Harrodsburg or Smithville or Unionville or Stinesville also, that they have a voice. Now, I thought perhaps township trustees, because they were closest to the people that might need the service.
Okay, but Marty, again, who's written this bill?
Where did this come from?
Is this from Matt Pierce? Who has written this bill? Because somebody put it forth to the state.
Right. And now it was authored by Mark Stoops.
Okay. Can people contact Mark Stoops and say, look, we live out in the county and we don't think that our transportation dollars that you're going to collect in this tax should be only decided at the city level?
Well, and I'll just have to say that it has now already passed the Senate, and now it's over to the House.
Can't they take and edit the bill like they do on so many other things?
That's why I'm suggesting you understand that it has already passed the Senate, and it's now over in the House. So it will go to Ways and Means Committee at some point in time, but the sponsor in the House is Matt Ubler. He's the lead sponsor. And that is where you need to make certain that the folks in the House, and that would be all of our local state reps, that'd be Peggy Mayfield, Bob Heaton, I want to make sure I don't miss anybody, Matt Ubler, Eric Cook, Matt Pierce. I think I've got everybody there.
Sounds right.
And make sure they understand you want to make certain that if this bill passes, that there is something put together, that it is a county commission, not the county commissioners, but a commission of sort that would represent the entire county to be able to help disperse the money. Then the auditor would set up a special fund that would be a part of that, and that commission then made up, I'm hoping, of all the township trustees, and they would listen to what the people wanted, and they would also review the budgets turned into them by Rural Transit and by Bloomington Transit and make a recommendation to the county council. All of these people, of course, have been voted on by the public, the township trustees as well as the county council, and they would have the final vote on how the dollars were to be spent. It seems to me that kind of a blueprint has already been set out with the Tourism Commission and where dollars can be split up. But the final vote should be, if it's a countywide tax, that vote on how to spend it should be, the final vote should be coming from the county council, because otherwise we put in place a tax and we send it all into Bloomington. Part of what's going to come out in the journal story, I believe, today is...
What journal is this?
at the Ellettsville Journal.
Well,
which is a very small publication.
I'm not saying it's not. I just want our listeners to know when you refer to it as the Journal, that could be the Wall Street Journal, the Lafayette Courier Journal, the Louisville Courier. There are other things out there. Our guest this morning is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She checks in every Wednesday with us. And the story in the Ellettsville Journal this afternoon. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say that I referred to it. I bet people would get the picture of how unfair this would be if I was pushing for a bill that put a countywide tax in that would disperse all the money to Ellettsville, and that the Ellettsville Town Board then would vote on the money. I'm sure everybody
would. If the shoe was on the other foot, absolutely right.
Right. So this is not to say there's not some really good plans in this bill, and that many people in this county might really love this bill. But let us at least make sure that if we're going to tax the people in the county for it, that they have a voice.
Because a lot of these taxes, they stay on the books forever. And this is this isn't a two-year deal where it comes off and then you start the process all over again.
It cannot go with a handshake. So I apologize for being so passionate about this particular thing, but it's just a matter of fairness and equity, and that's what I really want to see. Now, the other thing is there's a couple of other things, one of which, you know, I mentioned in the past that, the county was considering signing off on sending $1 million off to Spillman for the contract for
software maintenance. Yeah.
And then the state is saying, no, you can't do that. So at the meeting last night, it was still on the agenda, and it was moved to postpone that decision until the work session. But I specifically asked our auditor, what is the rule for prepayment for services? And he said it's not allowed. So, you know, that's part of what
Why are they still discussing this? Why isn't legal and the auditor and the commissioners all getting this information out there and to each other and having a conversation that they can't prepay this?
Well, they certainly should be having that, as well as if they're intending that the city pay a portion of it, then as the city controller, can we prepay for services? I think the answer is going to be, we are told by the State Board of Accounts, don't do that. Now, what's the State Board of Accounts going to do if we do it?
Oh my God.
I mean, you know.
Well, it's going to be like us sending all of our voting equipment off to that one company, and did we ever get that resolved?
Well, and you see, there are reasons why you don't pay in advance for something you don't have yet. For 10 years out, just because you're going to get a major break in dollars.
If they steal 80% of your dollars and go out of business, I guess that's better than stealing 100.
Come on, it's just common sense. You wouldn't do it in your own home budget. Why would, and if you would, when you want to mismanage your money, that's one thing. We can't do it with public dollars, that's for certain. But, you know, eventually when people say, well, who cares, and if State Board account writes you up, let me just assure you a couple of things. We get written up and up. Every time we go to borrow money, our interest rates will go up because we're not as safe a bet as some other counties might be.
So there is a tangible effect to not playing by the rules all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
But nobody ever tells you that, Marty. I mean, to be honest with you, I think that's the first time I've ever heard that.
Oh, yes. I mean, if you get written up enough, you get in enough trouble, you try to go, your bond rating's going to be
higher.
You know, you're going to have more problems. So, but I do want to mention that I would hope that everybody who has interest in land use will show up at the Monroe County Commissioners meeting. It will be specifically for this. That's what it's for Monday. On Friday, 9 o'clock.
This Friday. The 13th of March.
Yeah, I love it. Friday the 13th.
Well, how appropriate.
9 o'clock, courthouse
meeting. Friday the 13th last month.
And I believe they very well could make a decision that day. I mean, it's set up so that they could. I'm not saying they will, but I think they could. So certainly if nobody shows up, they'll think, oh, well, no one cares. I guess we must be right. So I would encourage everyone who has any interest in this at all to show up for that
at
meeting.
At 9 o'clock in the morning, don't forget. This is Friday morning at 9
this
o'clock.
Friday.
Thank you very much, commissioners. That was really great. They purposely have this at 9 o'clock on a Friday morning, so no one will show up, Marty.
Marty, right. Good job as always. We appreciate the time, and we'll get caught up with you. Let's see. Next week is spring break, true or false?
And I will be here because I no longer have children in school, and I will not be taking them and
you
all of their friends
mine.
Down to Florida, which we did for years.
Well, that was very nice of you.
I miss those days.
Oh, that's right. You do.
We were all younger and had more fun.
Right, we sure did.
Marty, great job as always. Be careful in the fog this morning. It'll be gone after 10 o'clock, and we'll get caught up with you a week from today in about 23 and a half hours.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, makes her weekly Wednesday visit to keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening in your community with your tax dollars. And plenty of examples of that again today. We thank Marty, as always, for her time.